I don't like the word meditation because it becomes generic. People automatically think about you don't do anything. But in our internal meditation, we do have something called self-inquiry, reflection. And there's a lot of different aspects in it. It's a self-inquiry is only one of them. Self-reflection is one of them. You are here to learn about life. How come? You can be sure if you don't learn it, you will learn it again. It's not a philosophy. Again, for me, only I can speak for myself because I'm not imposing on you. I'm not going to change your mind, what you believe, what you know, your outlook of life. You pick and mix. Something you said, look, you know, I like what you say, okay? You know, it's I can adopt in my life. Something I said, you said, I'm not agree. And something, okay, I'm not quite sure yet, I put it aside. Fine. But then just give you some idea, that's the reason why I'm more subjective instead of just, you know, imposing on you. So when I know about myself, I can improve myself. If I do not know myself, I cannot improve myself. Make sense? Interesting. If I do not know myself or my mind, my program, I cannot change my program. It just keep running. I don't know. When I know it, if I don't like some of my program, I can change it. So thus, enable in meditation, self-inquiry, reflection, be mindful, enable I change the program of this person. Hopefully become a better person. So if we are here, all here to learn, evolution is a learning, by the way. It's inbuilt in our human existence, in all living things. If you're not growing, that means if you're not learning, you notice too. As I said, 10 years ago, if your outlook of life exactly the same as your 10 years, now, hands. So you're not learning anything. One lifetime, very short. You may learn something, you may not learn something. Learning is an evolution, without exception. So enable you to learn better. So we're suggesting conscious awareness, or you call mindfulness. Enable you being mindful, you need to have a star. There's a conscious awareness. And you can see this, okay, to still your mind, then you can see your mind. This is awareness, this is your mind. Underneath is your mind. Underneath is your pain. Underneath is your regret and your frustration. Up here, it is your family, it's your goal, your passion, where do you put your passion in life? What is it you put your time and effort in? Without awareness, how do you know? Makes sense, isn't it? Okay. Why I put the star in here? Because you possibly heard about unconscious, subconscious. It's nothing new. But then higher conscious is slightly different. Higher conscious is when you experience extraordinary things. And some people talk about spiritual experiences. So because it tinted with mysticism, today we are very well informed, so we don't like mysticism, okay? So that is the reason why higher consciousness is better. And suddenly, especially we have quantum mechanics and quantum sort of physics, we know energy. In a higher conscious state, you might see the light, experience something very important. Because if you cannot see it, you cannot use it. I repeat myself. If you have no awareness about your potential, you cannot use it. That means if you're not conscious, there's a love energy, powerful light energy in here. You cannot use it. And that is a higher consciousness. And also the high consciousness, when you're still in your mind, so I call this, when you look down on this person, it's called downward gazing. You have to raise your vibration high enough, and it takes some years. Downward gazing. Still in the mind, downward gazing. I know his pain, I know his shoulder ache, I know his stomach, I know his yearning, and so forth. And then I can modify it, transform it. Thus, I talk about in meditation, be the guardian angel for this guy. And sometimes this person can be very painful, rescue him. And sometimes this person can be very foolish, getting drunk, hurting oneself and the other. Stop him. This guy can be very stubborn, kick his ass. Who else? Jesus Christ will not come down to kick your ass. You know that. As I said, that guru do not come down to kick your ass. Am I right? You love Jesus Christ, okay? You know, Jesus said, love thy neighbor as thyself, do unto the other as you do unto yourself. You don't do it, okay? And then Jesus will not come down to kick your ass, right? Who can kick your ass? Only yourself. Because your mother too old. Makes sense, isn't it? So you become the guardian angels. Guardian angel, the Lord means you're all right, everything all right. Of course it's not all right. You get drunk. You're hurting yourself. So that means here, you also become your guardian angel. And why is for here rising upward for the soul? Because the true in you is more than the fleeting, sort of impermanent nature of your existence. Again, you can observe about this. It's for spiritual students. For those of you, okay, not ready for the spiritual unfoldment, have a better life. Happiness is good. That is a law or universal wisdom governing your happiness, well-being and health. Follow it. So there's a beauty, you know, of nature. You stop yourself, you got stomach ache. And then if you are not look after yourself, okay, you got arthritis. You know, all kind of things happen. So it's nice. Be less pain-free. Be joyful, happy. So that's a definite and natural law govern, okay, our safety, health, and happiness. But that's for the soul, it's different. If you raise a vibration moving certain level, you understand everything we talk about is impermanent. Impermanent do not mean there's nothing there. Impermanence means, okay, everything will pass. And then deep inside, you still find, okay, I have the whole world, I got my BMW and my Mercedes-Benz, and also, okay, you know, my dream car, Ferrari, I got it. And I have a gorgeous husband or wife, and then 2.2 children, an average, okay? I got everything. But we are not stupid. All is impermanent. They will pass. What is real? What is real? So that is the deep thinking coming in, isn't it? So all this deep thinking that is triggered if you have the capacity or reaching upon. So that is pointing at the heart of the matter. That means the core, the real you. Again, you need conscious awareness to unfold that. And suddenly you notice all the personality side, the world, become the obstacle for this revealed to your conscious awareness about your true self, or sometimes called the soul.